The county's Blue Collar Union covers workers from the sewer system to ECMC, around 450 direct county workers. That's important because the money for the checks will come out of the county bank account, while ECC and ECMC will pay for their workers. Bargaining for these workers has been very difficult, especially because they rejected one proposed contract. When negotiations deadlocked, Local 1095 came to legislators, and eventually they all agreed to the $1,000 payments. Legislature Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo says this helps the workers.
This plan gives the members a $1,000 payment, prorated based on hours, to settle 2016, and then hopefully get the union and the administration back to the table with the administration negotiating in good faith. And that's been a problem, I know, from talking with many union members since the very beginning.
County Executive Polling Car spokesman points out this is an election year, and unions are important in elections. Local 1095 President Rich Kanazi says he's hoping contract talks will start again now that legislators have settled last year with the payment. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.